The Bench. The Bench. On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. All right, let's get to some headlines. A lot of stuff that we haven't talked about. Of course, we talked about the Rockets, the Deshaun drama. Rockets lose last night, 125-120 to the Bulls on Phoenix here tomorrow. James Harden and Kevin Durant combined for 64 in beating the Bucks yesterday.
Really good game.
Really good game.
Got really good late. Chris Middleton and Giannis combined to get the Bucks back in it and then take a lead eventually. And then James and KD and Joe Harris combined to win it for the Nets.
KD hit the three-pointer, the last points of the game to win it. And James got a big defensive rebound at the end, too.
Yeah, and you started the show saying it's difficult to you don't want to see that dude have any success.
No.
And that struck me because I was on Twitter during the game, and some guy, but you got to understand the way fans work now. His Twitter handle is like LeBron Harden James, whatever, like that, whatever. So he's more of a fan of players. He goes, man, it's so, you know how great it is to watch James play and know that he doesn't have to have a great game and his team is still up by 10? I was like, shut up.
Yeah.
Stop it. What?
No. If James isn't having a great game, then we want to be able to blame him the next day.
There are plenty of Rocket fans who still are like, I really hope James wins a title. It's like, what?
Get that ring, King. Get that ring, King. I'm like, I know.
What? Who
are
these
biggest
people?
LeBron fan of all time now.
Who are these people? The Wizards have seventh player tested positive.
Why is he spin and dabbing?
Adam
Silver really needs to answer for why he continues to allow teams to roll into Washington or allow Washington to play teams and then immediately have those players or those opposing teams get put in the protocol.
It's like continuing to play Chernobyl schedule. Come on in. We're pretty sure things are going to be fine. Just come play this road game in Chernobyl. Like, I don't think we should play there.
I think
we should cancel games there.
They just had a huge
come on
explosion.
In. Nothing's going to happen.
Well, and then it turns out, yeah, there's a reason for it because all these Wizards are testing positive.
They postponed the Wizards Hornets game. Okay?
For once, that the Wizards are testing positive, but what about all the players who played them who had to go into protocol?
But I don't think you can catch it. They're not close to each other. Isn't there a 6 foot rule in the NBA?
The NBA's reasoning was we don't have any proof of on-court transmission. So that's why these games can still get played.
Are you kidding, right?
No,
that's probably the sport that is most likely to transmit COVID.
That is their reasoning because their research.
No, it absolutely is the sport, most likely.
I know, but their reasoning is our research is telling us there's nothing that says anything about on-court transmission. So roll them in there.
Oh, that's so stupid. So stupid. Jeremy Pruitt fired by Tennessee.
Yeah, this all started with, we don't want Schiano because, you know, he was loosely tied to Penn State and everything that went on up there. And then the AD at the time said, okay, let me go get Mike Leach. And that deal was almost done. But Philip Fulmer was like, nah, I'm going to get my guy. Let's bring a Tennessee guy back. You know, Tennessee is one Clint Sterner fumble because he put the ball down instead of his own hand, his empty hand, and he fumbled the football and they went on to score a touchdown from being almost irrelevant for, I don't know since when. Johnny Majors? Now, Fulmer was good, but they think more highly of themselves and what they should accomplish than they should, considering what their history has been.
Since Johnny Majors?
Philip Fulmer.
Peyton Manning.
But they didn't ever win anything. He always lost to Florida.
They were relevant. They were one of the best teams in the country.
They lost, and they lost to Florida every year. And then the one year they didn't lose, they still lost to Florida. Then they got beat by Nebraska in the Orange Bowl. But Tennessee, a lot of what they believe they should accomplish because of that national title.
T. Martin.
Yeah, I said that was the Clint Sterner fumble. If he doesn't do that, they don't win a national title. What has Tennessee been in the last 25
Peyton Manning,
years?
You can't say they weren't relevant.
How
Good
relevant
Lord.
Were they?
They were right there every day, finished top five.
How many games did Peyton Manning lose at Tennessee? They finished top five once, I believe. They lost in the Orange Bowl to Nebraska in Tom Osborne's last year. They're okay, but they operate like they should. Something belongs to them. For what?
No. Well, that's illogical, college fan. You know. Oh, really?
I'm just pointing.
College fan base overvalues their team.
All I'm pointing out is Tennessee acts illogically, and that's a program who operates like they should be Alabama,
but
they're more like closer to Missouri.
Here's why: is because they've got all of the everything that you could possibly need to win. If God forbid they won football games, you know how their stadium would be, their facilities, the boosters, handing the $100 bills out, all of it. They'd have everything. There's no reason they should be bad. Because you can get football players, and Tennessee is in the South. You should be able to go to Georgia. You should be able to go to Florida. You should be able to go to – you should have some players in Tennessee. You should get out of Arkansas and Texas. You should be able to get guys, and they just haven't.
You know, Steve Spurrier told him, this was before SEC teams got multiple bids to the big games. He goes, and back when the Citrus Bowl was a bigger bowl, you can't spell Citrus without UT? Because they would always lose to Florida and always wind up in that game instead of the Orange Bowl, the Sugar Bowl. You're right. They were under Phil Fulmer, 11-2, 10-2, 11-2. These are the Peyton Manning years. They just can never beat Florida. And then when Peyton left, they eventually beat them and beat Florida State for the title. It was that 4-year run. But other than that,
meh. Yeah. I mean, that's a lot. You point this out often.
About Texas.
That's a lot of programs.
I know. But some programs don't operate like they should be Alabama, or at least their fan bases don't think that way. Tennessee is one of them, and Texas, I point out all the time, they think they should be. But at least Texas had a decade under Mack Brown. Tennessee is one of those places where you're like, you're good for one 4-year stretch in my entire lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
Relax.
Duke unranked for the first time since 2016.
Why not in this weird year? Huh. Why not?
That's why
Duke. Yeah. I'm not looking. Look, college basketball is on, and Baylor played Kansas yesterday, but I'm like, all right, okay. Am I taking anything that happens this year really seriously? I guess when the tournament rolls around, I might change my mind. But it's like, if they get games, then I'm just happy. I'm just happy there's a game on the watch.
We heard Coach K saying, we shouldn't even play this year.
Yeah.
You know why? Because you suck.
That's who?
You suck.
Was it the Alabama coach who said that? Well,
yeah,
would he be saying this if his team was any good?
Right. No. And then Kim Mulkey came out yesterday. The answer is the season will continue on. It's called the Almighty Dollar. The NCAA has to have the Almighty Dollar from the men's tournament. The Almighty Dollar is more important than the health and welfare of me, the players, or anybody else. How bad? They just lost to Iowa State. That's why.
Yeah,
Kim Mulkey was pissed off.
Is Baylor any good this year?
I don't know if they're any good, but they just lost to Iowa State.
I don't know what that means. Is Iowa State good? I know Baylor men, because they were playing yesterday, are really good. Yeah.
Oh, speaking of which, is that one of the worst beats ever?
People were upset.
So Baylor, and what kind of world do I live in where Baylor's an 8.5-point favorite over Kansas in basketball? Wait, in football? Okay, in basketball, they're an 8.5-point favorite, and they're covering at the final second of the game. Dude throws up a half-court three. It goes in, and Kansas covers.
And people, did that overhit, too? Because people were upset with Kansas fouling at the end of the game when they're getting their ass kicked. They're like, why are you fouling? Stop putting guys at the line to make free throws. I think that was an issue last night, too.
I know which side AJ had. Because he was disgusted with his whole life last night.
I do appreciate the degenerates who bet on college basketball, because every day I can read their tweets and see what their mood's going to be like for the next day, depending on how the game's
right.
Going. Like, well, football is once a week. That's Saturday and Sunday. But basketball, I'm a fan of you degenerates who bet on basketball.
Mm-hmm. And then Jared Porter, the Mets general manager, has been fired. He sent 62 consecutive unanswered tweets to a female reporter, a foreign female reporter. I bet she's South American, smoking hot. He also sent her what did he call it? A joke scope?
He called it a stock image of a penis pic or whatever.
Oh, A stock image?
He was just a stock. No one pulls.
Well, it was a joke stock. That's what he said.
Well, I don't know, but no one believes him because who's grabbing stock images of that and sending it to women? It's usually of your own. Look, as a man who grew up with the cell phone age, not about the deep pics thing. I don't do that. But like you might send 4 or 5 texts like, "Hey, what's up? You want to do this?" And then when she doesn't respond. There's always the one where you send where this is the shaky one where you're borderline bothering them because you know they're ignoring you, but you're like, hey, I'm gonna try this one more time and see what happens. Mm-hmm. And when she says no, okay, it's over. Like 3 or 4 in a row, and then she doesn't respond. That's a reasonable attempt to try to see if she's still interested, and then you back away because now you know. 62.
When told the exchanges show he had sent selfies and other pictures, he said that the more explicit ones are not of me. Those are like kind of like joke stock images.
Yeah, he was joking around and grabbing stock images.
Stock images. Joke/stock. I don't know what that means. Yeah,
it means that he was joking and sending stock images of, I guess, penises, which is not very funny if you're
not if you're the girl receiving them. Although at one point she said, "Do you like those? Do you like that?" And she said, "Yes."
How early in the exchange?
It was right after he sent one of those, the one where he's laying on the bed. ESPN had them.
Yeah, I saw they were running it down.
They were running them.
And he no longer has his job.
No, he got fired.
And this was you said. Apparently, we got a tweet that Jeff Passan was talking about. They knew about these tweets in 2017 or text in 2017. So this isn't a new story in baseball world. But apparently, that's what, look, I don't, it was a tweet, so I didn't hear Jeff Passan say this. But that's, we got a tweet that came in and said, this wasn't a new revelation
in
baseball
world. Steve Cohen knew that this was in his past, why did he hire him? Dude had his job for 5 weeks. He's 41 years old, he had his job for 5 weeks, and now he probably can't work in baseball again. If you hire this guy, the media press conference, you send any D-picks?
Or well, you're going to be the people who do the hiring are going to be asked what about Jared Porter made you think this was the right hire, and they have to explain it.
Right? Is he Does he stop sending D-picks to?
Has he reformed? Does he not do that anymore? Does
unwanted he not D-picks to people?
Does he not harass? Female
is that
reporters?
The culture that you want in your front office?
Yeah, you can't get around it.
Nah. 10/13.
See, ESPN obtained explicit messages sent by Porter in December 2017. The outlet then reached out to the woman in question, who originally did not want the story to be released due to concerns for her career. In recent days, she decided to come forward only on the condition of anonymity because she fears backlash in her home country. So, ESPN was aware of 2017. Somehow, Steve Cohen was not.
She said, I don't need this heat. Yeah.
I can understand that. She doesn't want to be part of the story.
Doesn't want
her name a part of this.
No, she said, and immediately everybody blames the woman. Well, and you know what?
That happens
a lot. 10/14 ESPN 97.5.
SportsMapBets.com is live. Stay up to date with betting guides for this week's NFL and college football action. Or check out SportsMapBets research tools and keep the lead in your fantasy league. SportsMapBets.com has all the info you need to make the best play. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
Listening to that, Josh, and I don't listen to our show a lot, but even when I'm doing it or something, the way we talk about Cal, you want to talk about killing his persona, killing, like, he was in the background all these years. Nobody ever even, he'd always be, he was out there, Bob would be talking, and the focus was on Bob McNair. Bob would go out there after all the practices and talk to the coaches, and they'd sit around from Dom Capers on. I mean, just being a part of the, just seeing what was he wanted to know, and Cal was just there. Cal gets in the spotlight, and it's like, what a lump.
There is a reason that he was kept in the background.
Yeah.
They were aware.
Well, I mean, I think, Bob was such a, not big personality, but Bob was so dominant. He was the president. He was the one that made all the money. He was the one. Why would you talk to Cal? Why would anyone? I mean, there was absolutely no reason ever to talk to Cal. Ever.
Despite what title did he have under when
he was
father
president.
Still alive?
But vice president. He became vice president, I'm going to say, about 5-6 years ago.
Was it just vice president of what, a business? It wasn't a football.
Yeah. No, not a football. Vice president.
But Jamie Roots spoke in those terms. Like when Cal wasn't talking, I mean, not Cal, when Mr. McNair wasn't talking, Jamie Roots would be the one you would hear from.
Yeah.
Right?
Right. Yeah.
As a vice president as well.
Well, Jamie was the president of the organization.
Okay.
Now, Cal wasn't under him, though. It was, Cal was
what?
CEO.
Did he just have a title?
COO, while chief. Bob was CEO.
Okay, Cal was the chief operating officer.
Yeah, whatever his
whatever
title
it was.
They
had a title.
They gave him a title, I don't know, 5, 6, 7, 10 years ago, whatever it was. Whatever the case may be, with Bob there was never a reason to talk to Cal. Is there anybody we can, that you know, and just by doing nothing, or just by being... Is there anybody that has hurt his brand more than Cal?
By just being themselves?
Just being. And being thrust into the spotlight. I mean, is there anybody that we... Now, Cal is not he's the opposite of a horrible person.
He's not a horrible person.
No, he's not a horrible
he's
person.
He's just not fit for
I'm
the
sure
job
that there
he
are
has.
Some people that we found out, man, you're just not a good person.
No, it's not that with Cal. He's not...
No.
Because he could be an awful person and still be good at his job, but he's just not fit for the job. It's just what it is. I mean, there's no other way to say it than he is the wrong person for this job.
Okay. Well, you know who else has? Jack Easterby. He's been thrust into the spotlight, and it's like, oh my goodness, everybody hates you.
Well, he did stuff, though.
He did stuff. Well, Cal did stuff, too. He didn't act on the Deshaun Watson stuff.
Well,
he knew he was... Okay.
He missed, I don't know what word you want to use. He told Deshaun he was going to do something.
And he didn't.
And he didn't do it. And now he's where he is.
But, yeah, listen, they're tied at the hip, these two. And they couldn't have hurt their brand, and whatever their brand means, their reputations, their the confidence that anyone has in them, all of it. Is there anybody? I mean, Jack Easterby. Wow. The guy's sitting next to him. The guy's sitting on Cal's lap.
The first time Cal said something, at least that I remember, he called his coach by the wrong name.
Yeah, Bill Bryan.
And it was, you might have always assumed that once Cal was in control, it wasn't going to go well. And then that initial statement, at least initially for me, because the first time I remember him saying it, confirmed it for me. And everything else has just been, that makes sense, because this is the guy who's running things. And... Can the NFL step in and take the team away? They've done it. Like, the NBA's done it before. They've taken teams away from...
No, I got somebody in the know here that says that the board of directors are none too pleased with what Cal's doing.
The Texans
board of directors. And that they're could
he's
be...
He's hurting them.
Yeah, yes, no,
he's hurting
killing
the entire
them.
Brand.
He's killing them. This has gone from we hate Bill O'Brien to Cal is too stupid to do this. I mean, the direction, the downward spiral of this organization is, this is a runaway, it's a runaway train, it's an airplane that's lost its engines.
Look, we are one formal trade request away from Armageddon, as far as this team is concerned. It's almost there anyway. If that request comes in publicly, and Deshaun gets away from cryptic stuff, floating things through other sources. Now, he can't just go – he's not going to go on Instagram and say, I want to trade. But if that formal trade request comes in, forget about it. I don't know what's off the table at that point.
Guys have asked for trades before and not happened. I mean – and
name the star quarterback who's asked for a trade.
Well, Carson Palmer. He told him I'm not coming in.
He was 10 years, he got drafted in 03. I looked it up. His final year at the Bengals was 2010. What was that, 8 seasons? Deshaun's in what? And Carson Palmer was near 30.
Deshaun's through 4.
And 25. And yeah. Carson Palmer had almost a decade of watching the Bengals not. And
yeah, he had 8 years.
Yeah, almost a decade.
And Deshaun's almost, had 4.
Half the time. And Carson Palmer, as good as the number one overall draft pick, I don't think he was ever as good as Deshaun was this past year.
No.
At least not when he was with the Bengals. I don't know what type of year he had with the Cardinals. I know his career got rejuvenated under Arians there.
Yeah, is there anybody else other than, I guess, Donald Sterling really hurt his brand. And you know what? And James Dolan has destroyed his brand by being, you know.
But that was over years. This has happened in a
right
months.
Literally months.
This is, yeah. Like, Carson Palmer was out of Cincy at 32. His first year out of Cincinnati is 32. He was 7 years. Now, he played in college for, I guess, for 4 years. I don't remember when he left. Deshaun's 25.
I feel sorry for Jack Easterby.
Why?
Well, because
we're not even talking about him. Well, no, we are, but this is a Cal thing.
This is all. But I feel sorry for him in that, you know, you can't wake up in the morning, man, it's a new day, can't wait. He's got to be like, oh, man, what's going to happen? What SI article's coming out on me today? And Cal, I'm pretty sure he's got to have an idea what everybody's talking about and what everybody. And oh, by the way, he's got this Sean thing hanging over his head with, like, my quarterback might leave because of me. The whole the only thing that we can hang our hat on in the organization. And I'm pretty sure he hears people saying that he's not the sharpest tool in the shed.
Mm-hmm.
And his family can't be like, my dad's Cal McNair.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I'm sure they're fine with him.
Well, yeah, but if they hear any of this stuff.
Well, it depends. How old are his children? Because become a thing.
I don't know.
Because if his children are of the age where their parents are their friends' parents are talking about the Texans. Well, yes,
you know they are.
Then that's the thing. I just don't know how old they are, so who knows what they're. Maybe they're insulated right now.
No. I mean, Cal would have been so much better off just taking the money and not running the team. He should have, listen, or Janice should have said,
someone should have stepped in.
Yeah. You can't, the succession thing, you can't have this. You can't do this.
Because I can't imagine.
You cannot do this.
What is going on now, I can't imagine this couldn't have been foreseen by the people close to him.
No.
Like, we hand this team over to Cal.
Well, I don't know. Do people know? If really no one probably said, I figured this was going to happen.
Well, that's what I'm saying. How could you? The people who know him had to know this could happen. Yeah. So why was he given the reins?
I don't. Maybe they just thought, well, we're not going to have any of these huge decisions. Right?
Okay. I guess. But, and now look at you.
Yeah. It can't be worse. It can't be. Got to get the older brother to step in.
Older brother wants no part of this.
Step in, take over.
How many McNair children are
How
there?
Many kids weren't supposed to? You ever watch It's a Wonderful Life?
No. Yes, the movie, yes.
Yeah, It's a Wonderful Life. He wanted to go travel. He wanted to go to college. You know what? He had to step in for the family's business. He didn't want to do that. And guess what?
And he was miserable until that.
Until
the angel came down.
Until the angel came and saved him. Okay? I mean, this is what's got to happen. No one knows the older brother's name. No one knows him.
And he's probably happy about that. He don't want any part of this.
No, right. But he's got to be. Something happened. Somebody got all the brains. Is he a twin? Yeah, I don't think he's a twin.
His name is Carrie.
Carrie?
Carrie McNair.
Is it D. Carey?
No, I'm just seeing. I don't know what it is. I'm just seeing.
Is it Jim Carey McNair?
No, K-A-R McNair. Carrie McNair.
Carrie McNair. Okay. Carrie, step in. Let's go.
He's the president of the McNair Medical. I'm looking for his actual business. What does he run? You said he's building hotels, right?
Yeah, I guess
a complex or something.
Yeah,
Carrie doesn't want anything to do with this.
He don't want nothing to do with this. Well, but if he came in and saved the day, are you kidding me?
What saved the day?
He would be
removing Cal.
Removing Cal, being in the middle, you know, actually stepping up and actually having a press conference where people, oh my goodness, I feel confident in him. Keeping Deshaun. You know, the Casario thing, that's it. Maybe if he doesn't like him, he's gone in a year and you go, okay. Now we got somebody that's in here, owner. That's the kind of owner we need. the kind of owner that can take charge and make really good decisions. And he doesn't need a Jack Easterby whispering in his ear. Matter of fact, he won't have that. That's what we need. Come on, Kerry.
Instead of having a rally to keep Deshaun or whatever that rally was, yeah, have a rally to get Kerry in the building and willing to save the day. I'm looking for what his name is. I think his name is R. Kerry McNair.
Why do they?
I think he's a junior.
Bob's.
Bob's middle name is Kerry. Robert C. McNair.
Yeah, but this is Robert K. McNair.
No, it's a C.
Oh, I thought you said it was Kerry with a K.
Kerry with a C.
Well, there you go. There you go.
So, wait a minute. His namesake, you know, the apple of his eye, the original.
Well, as I understood it, he didn't want anything to do with it.
So. I know.
Right. I don't know. You never know.
Well, 10-20, that's unfortunate.
All we know is what they picked wrong. That's all we know. 1029 ESPN 97.5. Time to talk about picking right, and that's McGrath Pest Control. Listen, it's cool. It's been cooler out, so the mosquitoes, you don't have to worry about it. But, guess what? I'm pretty sure in the city of Houston, mosquitoes will be coming back. No, as a matter of fact, I know they'll be here. When the weather warms up, you're going to have mosquitoes out there. You're going to have to – you're going to have – won't be able to sit in your backyard. Well, guess what? You can with the mosquito murdering system that Scott McGrath can put in your backyard, but they do everything. He came to my house and checked did the termite check, and it was awesome. But if you have termites, man, you got to have him now. You need him now. And if you haven't done a termite check in a while, you might want to do that. Mosquitoes, ants, roaches, fleas, spiders, bed bugs, they can install exclusions to keep rodents out. They do it all. They will trap rodents that are in your yard. Maybe in your attic or whatever. You don't want rodents. So McGrath Pest Control, they're awesome. I love them. You will love them too. They come every quarter to my house. They spray, and we're all good. 281-469-8240. 281-469-8240. I'm telling you, tell Scott McGrath that you heard it right here. You'll love doing business at McGrathPestControl.com.
ESPN 97.5.
I'm in love with the go-go.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
The station's very big in Beaumont. So if you're heading out to Beaumont, you can head out to 5 Under Golf in Beaumont for the Craft Beer Fest this Saturday, January 23rd from noon to 5 p.m. Join them for craft beer, live music, and good food. $30 a ticket includes event entry and a punch card with 25 free beer tastings. They'll also be taking COVID precautions on site. Get your tickets at 5undergolf.com. Once again, out in Beaumont, get your chance to enjoy live music, craft beer, and good food. That'll be this Saturday, January 23rd.
All right. There you have it. Gilbert is here. Let's get Gilbert's thoughts on Deshaun Watson and what he thinks should go on. What do you say, Gilbert?
Yeah, I know. It'd be real darn damn shame if we lose Deshaun Watson anyway. It broke my heart when he got traded anyway.
He hasn't been traded yet.
We're going to start the Texas scene all over again, like the beginning of the scene anyway, with the quarterback what's the name? Yeah, we went for the ESPN now anyway. The other one, David Carr, you know. Be like that, you know. I hate it. Didn't go to Padilla anyway, you know. The coronavirus, you know.
This one's,
hello?
Yeah, no, we're here. This one's going all over the place.
Yeah. I'm real upset about that. They trade the right John. If they trade Deshaun Watson, I'll let Little Boss go to a pawn shop. You know
what?
You're gonna ride your bicycle to the pawn shop?
Yeah, I'm gonna sell it to it. You know,
you're gonna sell it if they trade Deshaun Watson. Do you think that might have some effect on this whole thing? So What do you think that will accomplish, Gilbert? Why would you do that?
I'd rather die not see another day of football game no more anyway.
Without Deshaun Watson?
So yeah. You would sell your bike and
die? Yeah, that's right. Anyway.
Which would you do first?
Well, you have to do it. Sell the bike first.
Let me ask the question. Gilbert, what would you do first? Die or sell your bike first if Deshaun Watson gets traded?
Well, I'll just go to kick the owner's ass anyway.
Whoa, Gilbert. No, we're not making threats.
I can't get the gentleman anyway. No. Since Bob and your died, he's not going so good for the Texans anyway, you know.
That is true.
No, you're absolutely right about that, Gilbert. But we're not threatening the owner, okay? We're not going to do that.
So what do you think about the Watch? What's he going to trade to? Cincinnati Bengals or what?
No,
or
I don't think the Cincinnati Bengals. They got Joe Burrow.
How about Green Bay? What about the Tennessee?
No.
Not the Titans.
Do you think would you become a Dolphins fan if he got traded to the Dolphins?
Probably. I don't know. I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Okay. The Chargers are...
One thing I want to say. The Washington please don't go nowhere. Please stay here, you know.
Yeah.
I love you anyway. Quarterback for the Texans.
Yeah. Green Bay will trade for him.
But he wants Deshaun Watson to stay.
He wants him to stay?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody does, yeah. All right, Gilbert, I see you're mad about this. You don't want to live in a world that there's no Deshaun Watson.
No.
Of course, Deshaun will still be in the world.
Well, he doesn't want to live in a world.
In a city.
Where he's not in the city on his favorite team,
mm-hmm.
Which I get. Although I would ask that you not die, but if you want to sell your bike, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's your property. It's within your rights. But I would say, Gilbert, no need to die. He's just a quarterback.
Yeah, no, Gilbert, don't sell your bike.
And don't threaten the owner.
Don't kill yourself. Yeah, and don't threaten the owner. That was really all over the place.
Passionate.
Yeah, it was. It was really all over the place.
Kick his ass.
I'm not going to be here. For those who don't know, playing in the major Cabo Cup this week.
It's the fifth major?
It's the sixth or seventh.
Okay.
Yeah. But it's I don't want to put it way up there as the fifth major. But so I'm not going to be here this weekend's game. I mean, I won't talk to anybody until this weekend's games.
What do you think when you come back on Monday? Who are the Super Bowl representatives?
It's going to be Packers, Chiefs. Although which is the better game?
I think Packers, Chiefs is the better game.
You do? No. I mean, what's the better game this weekend?
Oh. Whew.
I think the Bills have a better shot at beating Chiefs than the Bucks have of beating the Packers.
I do, too. The Chiefs, even when Mahomes is healthy, enjoy playing with their food too much.
Yeah.
So I think...
They do. That's a good way to put it.
Now, the Bills haven't been... Like, they probably should have lost to the Colts. If Frank Reich didn't make some questionable decisions, particularly when they had a chance to put points on the board, who knows how that game goes.
Right.
And they made the play... They're a red zone failure by the Baltimore Ravens from being tied at 10. It's not like the Bills that set the world on fire, but they found a way. They got it done. I do like the Chiefs to win that one, clearly with Mahomes playing. Mahaney, that's a completely different story. The other one, I don't know why I don't think Tampa Bay has a shot. I don't know why. I should think, because that front four and what happened earlier in the season would say they do. And the way their linebackers are playing would say, that front seven is nasty, but why don't I think?
I don't know why. And you know what?
Is it just the Green Bay lore? Is that it?
In that cold, think Tampa can't go up there?
And Aaron Rodgers was thrilled to finally have a home conference title game. Yeah, I don't think he's ever had one.
I don't either for whatever reason. And it's Tom Brady who just wins. Tampa beat their ass earlier in the year. They're playing. They look great defensively, like you said. Those active linebackers, that defensive front, everything. I mean, they just look good. And I'm sorry, I just think that's an easier game for Green Bay.
Well, we're in for snow on Sunday, snow showers. That is expected. So, how does that affect your thought process?
Will that affect him?
Like we see now, this is a long time ago. The Green Bay lore probably should be forgotten. It's not like the Giants didn't go in there and win an NFC title game.
Yeah,
it has happened before. I think Aaron Rodgers was a quarterback, or was that Brett Favre still? That might have been. I think Aaron Rodgers, right?
2000. That would have been Aaron Rodgers.
So I think that's the last time.
11?
No.
No, 15?
No. It was like, maybe it was 11.
It was 7 and 11 they beat him.
Yeah, maybe it was 11. That was the last time I think he's had a conference title game at home. So he was really happy, I think, to get it again. So it's been done before. I don't know why I think this is Aaron Rodgers' year.
And I do too. Well, he's been the MVP. And you know what? He just looks so good. He just looks so good. I don't know how anybody can slow this machine down. No. And if you want to know the truth, I think I'll take it Packers against the Chiefs. Or really? The Bills. Yep.
I like the Packers against the Bills. I don't know about the Chiefs. That one, I would have to believe. What's the score of that game? Let's play it for it. Push it for it. How many points wins that Super Bowl?
31.
Probably. Something else. Someone gets in the 30s and wins that game.
Somebody gets in the 30s in that football game.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think this is their year. Aaron Rodgers looks so good.
I think, like I said before, my biggest thing is the Chiefs play around too much, it feels like. They will go on runs where they look like unstoppable, and then there's like four drives in a row where nothing happens, or turnover, a holding penalty sets a drive back, and all of a sudden it's a game. They do that a lot. And does it finally catch up with them?
Well, do they cover? They don't cover all the time. They have to come back all the time in the playoffs. The Chiefs in the playoffs? What'd you say? Last year, they were down double digits in every game.
All three games.
All three of their games.
And the Packers was 07. The one the Giants went in there and beat them.
Oh, well, then that was Favre.
Yeah. When did Aaron Rodgers get drafted? 2005?
Well, it's easy to look up.
Yeah, I'll look it up. That team up, too. 2007.
That wasn't the 11 season?
No, it was the 7 season.
Okay.
And Brett Favre was a starter. Yeah. So Aaron Rodgers has never started a home title game. He'll get a shot this Sunday.
They were in the title game last year.
In San Francisco.
In San Francisco and lost. But, we'll see. All right, 1044 ESPN 97.5. News of the Weird finishing up strong here. Don't you go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back. News of the Weird coming your way right now here on ESPN 97.5. Del, are you familiar with A Boogie with the Hoodie?
I am.
You
Why
are?
Do you ask?
Well, he rented... What?
Sure, you can just call him A Boogie. I mean, his A full Boogie? Title is A Boogie with the Hoodie, but you can call him A Boogie.
Apparently, he rented out a New Jersey mansion in 2017 and 18. And apparently, he stuffed the toilets with toilet paper, clogged them all, overran the sewage, and caused $260,000 worth of damage.
That's just rapper stuff, John.
That's just it. That's what, you know what old rockers used to trash.
Yeah,
everything.
And he's a rock rock pop star, rock star, whatever you call them. They do that stuff.
I know, but do you think that's kind of a waste of $260,000?
I feel like it is.
I feel like, you know what? Someday a boogie might need that.
A boogie.
Well, I like to call him We're close. We're tight.
No, you're not tight.
I kind of am. Okay? I call him
It's not
A boogie with the hoodie.
Yes. And if that's too much of a mouthful, you can just call him A boogie.
I'll call him a boogie.
Okay. Go ahead.
Fairhaven, Vermont has, they've raised money to renovate a Vermont community playground. They're dual mayors did it. Their dual mayors are a goat and a dog. They were each elected mayor. The oddball idea of pet mayor elections to raise money to rehabilitate the playground and help the local kids critically. So, congratulations to a goat.
What platform?
He's a goat.
No. What platform did the goat run on?
Well, they were both. I don't know. It wasn't a very. I mean, apparently they. Are you really? You can't beat a dog. Who would you vote for? Dog or goat?
That's why I asked, what policies?
I don't care about policies.
Well, I do. I got to vote for the mayor.
What do they look like? That's all that matters in an election.
No, it doesn't matter when it comes to a goat and a dog. What if it was a border collie?
A goat, not a goat.
No, his name is not A Goat.
It could be. You don't know.
No, I do know. I asked. His name's Tom.
No,
Tom the goat.
A goat.
It's Tom the goat, John. I asked.
It's Billy the goat.
No, that's too basic.
Okay. Well, he's a basic goat.
That's mayor goat to you.
Tough. Apparently, a man froze to death in Montreal. He was trying to get to a Montreal shelter, but they locked the doors because public health made the beds off limits.
So their sole purpose is to protect people who don't have places to go. Particularly right. In that environment. And why couldn't he have just sat there? Why did it have to be a bed? He couldn't. So no one could use the beds, or the beds were full?
The beds were off limits because of public health.
So he died. Huh. Why did. I don't know. Just let him in. If the beds are an issue, just give him some warmth. You freaks.
They kept him out, and there were beds available, but they said that the public health rules prohibited them from letting him onto the beds, so he froze to death.
Because
they didn't want to get him sick.
Social distancing with the beds, is that what it was?
They didn't want to get him sick.
Grab a bed and put it someplace else. Mm. Put it in the lobby. Who cares?
Well, that's the rules.
Man, that's a terrible story.
You'll never guess this one. Guess who was sentenced to jail for groping two high school girls?
I'll never guess.
He's a math teacher in Melbourne. His name is Dick Grabsky.
I'm looking this story up because I think you made it up.
Dick Grabsky. In jail. Groping two girls. Who didn't know that Dick Grabsky at some point was going to be groping people?
What, Mr. Feeler Up wasn't in that day?
Yeah.
Whatever. I got to find this story. Australian teacher accused of groping students. Huh.
Pee grabber would have been.
Well, then he wouldn't be grabbing females. That's the upset. Why is he grabbing women? His name suggests he'd be grabbing.
Yeah, but you grab yours, you got to grab something.
Oof. Yep. Looking at it on news.au.
Did I lie?
No. News.com.au. He looks like a guy who would grope.
Yeah, he really does.
That picture's not a great one. Richard Grabsky, but otherwise known as.
Dick Grabsky.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, you went through life named Dick Grabsky. You're going to have some legal issues.
It is. Kind of remarkable that I imagine his school life wasn't all that great with a name like that, and he went back to go teach. Like, growing up, he had to hear it every day.
Every day.
And then he decided, I'm going to go back to the scene of my to the crimes perpetrated on me and then commit my own.
Yeah.
4 months in prison.
Well, Dick Grabsky, guess what's going to happen in prison?
Well, I don't know if they'll be grabbed. Something else might be going on with him.
Oh my goodness, there's some trapped Chinese miners. Did you see this?
No.
Well, they've been trapped underground after an explosion in a Chinese mine. Apparently, they were grateful. They got nutritional liquids and medicine to them via long, thin communication tunnel, which was nice. They shot back, hey, can you guys send us some pork sausages?
And they got them. Actually, they say, thanks for medicine, call for sausages. Sometimes beggars can't be choosers. This is a prime example of beggars can't be choosers.
Listen, I got that, but can you send some pork sausages, please? Are we sure pork sausages will be the safest thing?
You guys are aware that you're trapped in a mine, right?
Right.
They asked for porridge and pickles as well.
What would you ask for? Porridge and pickles and pork sausages.
Look, it's multiple guys.
Can you send me a Del Frisco steak?
Well, I don't know if that's available.
Well,
I would have asked for something, though. Hey, is there a spicy chicken place anywhere near here?
Is there a Chick-fil-A?
Yeah. I don't know if pork sausages would have been the immediate ask. Pork sausages?
I was going to say something. And guess what I had? A filter.
Yeah, you don't want to get fired before you go on vacation.
I've only got 1 minute left.
It's like it'd be a bad day to get called into the office before you go
one
on vacation.
1 day left.
Hey, John, I'm going to have a talk.
Here's a nice story. This is actually a really nice story. A family with COVID could not smell that the house was burning. They were saved. All of their lives were saved by the daughter who doesn't have the virus.
That's great.
It was nice.
I mean, not great for the house, but great for someone in that family avoided it. And they all got the symptoms. I guess it's the same strain. They all got the symptoms of not being able to smell, huh?
I guess not. How about this story? Here's a nice story, only not it didn't have a happy, great ending. He flew to Paris to surprise his girlfriend. She flew to Edinburgh to surprise him.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it probably worked out okay.
I mean, that's a story out of a movie.
Yeah.
That they miss each other?
Yeah.
And what happened at the end?
And they both went to surprise. Boy, you want to talk about love, okay? They're in love with each other. They're trying, 23 and 21, too young.
Yeah, they made a dumb decision.
Well, but get it over with. Marry her now.
Well, they don't have to get married.
So you can get through the first
wedding. I understand your theory. But they don't have to get married. Maybe just.
First marriage is always the worst.
Maybe they just have some fun, have a great time, and then. Go your separate ways when it runs its course. You don't have to get married.
But they love each other, Del.
You can love someone and not marry them.
No. No. Especially since you're separated, you love them more.
I would tell those two at 23
my
to 21.
My wife loves me a lot more this week because I'm gone.
Yeah. Absence makes the heart grow fonder, John.
No. It's oh good. He's not here.
Well, I was trying to be kind.
We're done. I will talk to you again on Monday. These guys will be back for the rest of the week. Y'all have a great week, everybody.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map.